Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a fill-in section in Ableton Live 12 that keeps a drum and bass track moving with real roller momentum, instead of killing the groove. And that's the key difference here. We're not making a giant flashy interruption. We're making a transition that feels like it belongs inside the drum programming, so the tune keeps pushing forward with that timeless jungle and old-school DNB energy. Now, in drum and bass, a bad fill can absolutely stop the dance floor. You know the feeling. Everything is rolling. Then suddenly the track feels like it trips over itself. The right fill does the opposite. It creates tension, gives the ear a reset point, and then throws the track back into the drop with even more force. That's the mindset today. We're going to build a practical 4-bar roller fill setup using Ableton stock devices, clean routing, drum bus processing, and a little bit of automation that works musically rather than randomly. First, let's get organized with routing. Set up your tracks for control. A solid layout might be kick, snare, breaks, perks, sub-bass, atmos or effects, and then a fill effects lane if you want one. Group your drum tracks together into a drum group. In Ableton, that means selecting your kick, snare, breaks and perks, then grouping them. Once they're in one place, you've got a central zone for processing, volume control and automation. Why does this matter? Because for DNB fills, you do not want to automate 5 tracks in a messy, disconnected way. You want macro control over momentum. Maybe you mute one layer. Maybe you filter the whole drum section. Maybe you route fills separately, so they can get special treatment without wrecking the core groove. That's the smart way to work. Now let's build a simple drum bus chain on the drum group. A very useful starting chain is a Q8, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then saturator, then utility. That gives you tonal shaping, glue, grit, and gain control all in one place. With a Q8, keep it light. If you need it, high pass only a little around 20 to 30 HC, mainly to clean up the very bottom. If your breaks are crowded, dip some mud around 200 to 400 HC. And if the snare needs more bite, a small boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHC can help it speak. Drum bus is where the old school energy starts to show up. A bit of drive, some careful crunch, and maybe a touch of transience can make the whole group feel more alive. Don't overdo boom unless it's tuned and behaving. We want punch and attitude, not low-end blur. Then the glue compressor. This is for cohesion, not destruction. A ratio around 2 to 1. A medium attack. An auto or fairly quick release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. If you squash too hard, the roller loses its movement, and that's exactly what we don't want. After that, saturator can add a bit of edge and density. Even a small amount of drive can make the drums feel more finished and a little more classic. If you want that slightly hotter old-school feel, use soft clip carefully. And finally, utility is there for gain staging and checking the stereo image. If you need mono control on the sub later, that's where utility becomes really handy. But don't flatten the whole drum bus unless you have a very specific reason. Now, here's a really important idea. Separate your core groove from your fill material. The core groove is your steady roller pattern. That's your kick and snare foundation. Your break loop, maybe some ghost percussion, and a sense of constant forward motion. The fill material is different. That's your snare rushes, break chops, tom hits, reverse cymbals, one bar amen edits, and little filtered stabs that only appear when the arrangement needs a lift. If you treat the fill like an extension of the break family, it'll sound more authentic. Think in phrases, not random effects. The best old-school style transitions usually feel like a continuation of the drum language, not a separate effects department. So now create a dedicated fill lane. This can be an audio track if you're using rendered chops and one-shots, or a MIDI track if you're programming fills in a drum rack or simpler. Either way, route that lane into the drum group or into a separate fill bus if you want to process it on its own. Now let's build the actual fill. We're going for a classic 4-bar roller fill. Bars 1 and 2 should keep the groove rolling. Don't get too busy. Let the bass stay stable. Let the break do its job. And don't fill every empty gap just because you can. In bar 3, introduce tension. That might mean snare doubles on the last beat, a few break chop stutters, a reverse hit that dips down into the phrase, or a little filter movement opening things up. This is where the energy starts to lean forward. Then bar 4 is the transition bar. This is where you can use a snare roll, a break stop, a short tape stop style moment, or a final impact hit before the next section. A really effective move is to mute the main break for half a beat at the end. Let the fill take over, and then bring the kick and bass back hard on the one. That's classic momentum preservation. The track never feels like it pauses. It just reloads. Now let's talk about Ableton stock devices that are especially useful here. Auto filter is huge. Put it on the breaks, percussion, or fill lane, and automate the cutoff over time. You can move from a darker low cutoff up into a brighter open position as the fill develops. A little resonance can add tension. This gives you lift without sounding like a generic EDM riser. Beat repeat is another classic for old-school style stutters. Use it gently, maybe an interval of one bar or half a bar, a grid at eighths or sixteenths, and a moderate chant setting. It can add urgency fast, but too much of it and the groove turns to mush. Simpler is brilliant for chopped breaks. Slice a break loop, trigger slices from MIDI, and build responsive fill phrases that feel like they're coming from the same source material. That's one of the best ways to keep the sound authentic. Drum rack is perfect if you want a custom fill kit with toms, rimshots, reverse cymbals, and impact hits. Build a little transition arsenal and keep it tight. Utility helps with volume and stereo width, and echo and reverb can add depth, but use them carefully. A short filtered delay on a snare hit before the drop can be amazing. A little reverb on a fill return can add space, but if the tails get too long, they swallow the groove and the low end gets blurry. A smart way to route fills is to create a parallel fill return. Put echo, reverb, saturator, and EQ8 on it, then send all your fill hits there. Keep the return dark and controlled. Cut the low end aggressively. Keep the wet signal supportive, not dominant. That way the fills get dimension, but your kick and sub stay clean. And that low end matters a lot here. In DNB, the fill must never mess with the sub. High pass your fill sounds around 120 to 200 Hz if needed. Keep the kick and bass relationship stable. If the bass drops out, the drums still need to imply movement. The fill and the sub have to work together, or at least not fight each other. A great transition often has one handover point. That's a single exposed hit where the ear resets before the drop. It might be a snare, a rim shot, or a chopped break fragment with the bass absent for a moment. That one clear moment is powerful. It gives the listener a breath, and then the drop lands with more impact. You can also automate the groove rather than destroying it. Good automation targets are the drum bus filter cutoff, break volume, percussion mute or unmute, reverb send on fill hits, delay send on the final snare, saturator drive, and utility width on fill effects. The goal is to shape tension, lift, and impact with intention. A very effective automation arc goes like this. Bar 1, normal groove. Bar 2, slightly open the filter. Bar 3, increase snare presence and break tension. Bar 4, narrow the stereo image a touch, then open it up again on the drop. That width trick can make the drop feel bigger without needing to just make everything louder. If you want a darker, heavier DNB flavor, keep the transitions a little more shadowy. Use filtered noise, dark cymbals, band-passed sweeps, short metallic hits, and very low vinyl texture if needed. You can also duplicate the break and process a ghost layer with redux, saturator, and auto filter underneath the clean version. That adds grit and menace without cluttering the main groove. Another cool move is pitch. A snare roll or tom fill pitch down slightly can feel heavier and more ominous. Even just a semitone or two can change the mood. And for impact, mono tends to feel stronger, while width works better in the lead-in. So keep the punch centered and let the tension spread out before the drop. Here are a few arrangement ideas that work really well. One is a 2-bar pressure build. Bar 1 stays mostly normal. Bar 2 adds chop, doubles, and filtered motion. Then the drop lands right after. Another is a 1-bar fake-out where you strip the drums for the first half, bring in a fill at the end, and hit the drop harder than expected. You can also do the classic amen turn, where a chopped amen fragment becomes the fill and ends on a sharp snare hit. Or try a tension reset, where you remove the kick for half a bar and let the snare and top break keep the motion alive. The biggest mistakes to avoid are pretty simple. Don't overfill the fill. Too many hits flatten the groove. Don't let fills fight the bass. Don't rely on generic preset risers that sound disconnected from the drums. Don't make every transition huge. If everything explodes, nothing feels special. And don't overcompress the drum bus. You want glue, not dead transients. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Use filtered noise and dark cymbals instead of bright festival-style uplift effects. Layer a distorted ghost break quietly underneath the main one for extra menace. Try subtle tape-style motion with a tiny pitch dip into the fill. Use metallic accents like rimshots, break squeals, or short reversed cymbal fragments, but keep them short and filtered. And always remember, the break itself often has enough personality to carry the transition if you edit it well. For practice, Build a 4-bar transition in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. Make one core drum group, one fill lane, and one return track for fill ambience. Use a break loop or amen chop. Add a snare roller chop in bar 4. Automate auto filter on the drum group, and use echo or reverb on the fill return. Make sure the sub stays clean. If you want to level up, make two versions, one light roller fill that stays subtle and one heavy jungle fill that gets more chopped and aggressive, but still safe for the dance floor. Compare them and listen for which one keeps the momentum best, which one hits hardest, and whether the low end stays controlled. So the big takeaway is this: a great DNB fill is not just a burst of activity, it's a routing choice, an arrangement choice, and a momentum choice. Organize your drums, separate your core groove from your fill material, use Ableton's stock devices with intention, and think like a jungle programmer. Every hit should push the tune forward.